One Golden Day, written by Charles D'Amico, narrated by Gabriel Michael.
Chapter 1. The Day We All Dream Of.
Amarillo, Texas is a town that seems like it's in the middle of nowhere, but it feels like you're in the middle of everywhere. It just depends on the perspective. If you grew up in one of the small neighboring towns of less than 2,000, or a little bigger, even 20,000, then when you end up in Amarillo, it feels like the big city in the panhandle of West Texas. Some will tell you it's Lubbock. But that's a debate for a different day. But today is about being the greatest day of my life, filled with butterflies and joy all at the same time. To think that in my mid-20s, I've been lucky enough to find the woman of my dreams. You might be asking yourself, why would I be taking time to share a bit about myself on my wedding day? It's because what better time to take a moment to reflect on how I got here? The last 10 years have been crazy, from starting high school with my twin sister, going to college together, well, partially, and the last 3 years especially have been life-altering. Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Travis Golden, 27 years old, born with a twin sister 12 minutes older than me. She reminds me regularly. We are not your typical twins. Though we did many things together, we did not always do everything together. Because my twin is a sister and not a brother. We had a different relationship as twins growing up. We were extremely close, but we led different lives. Oftentimes, as you grow up as a twin, you are so close that no one can understand your bond. It's hard to socialize with anyone other than your twin. But in our situation, and with our upbringing, we had a different view of the world around us. For starters, we were both great at sports from an early age. But when we were 10 years old, my sister suffered a freak accident playing softball when she stepped in a hole in the outfield, breaking her ankle and leg in multiple places. The rehab and healing process took almost a year, and it took a toll on her that she never wanted to push it again in any sport. She was always timid, afraid to be aggressive, and by the time we were in high school, she gave up all competitive sports altogether. She would only do yoga and running for fitness, but nothing competitive. Me, on the other hand, I continued to carry the competitive torch from that day forward, and she was my number one fan, pushing me, coaching me, and giving me details and feedback that no one had the nerve to. She would find that one thing that would drive me nuts and keep pushing it. As I'm getting ready, fighting back the urge to vomit from a night with my friends, as well as nerves on this day, I see my mother making her way over to me. "Mom, I know what you're thinking, but I don't want to hear it right now. If you..." Before I could finish my sentence, my mom cut me off and gave me a big hug and a kiss on the cheek and whispered,
"I'm so proud of you, Travis. You have picked the most amazing bride. She is as beautiful inside as she is outside. Your grandmother's looking down on you with a big smile. You know that, don't you?"
"Mom, if you keep this up, I'm going to start crying. I'm already going to be struggling most of the day, but this is going to push me over the edge." My mom always knows how to pull at my heartstrings. Well, let's be honest, every mom knows how to do that. Even the worst moms out there have a way of pulling at us. My mother had my sister and I when she was very young. She had us 4 months after she graduated high school. Luckily, she never showed while in high school and was able to still go to local community college with very supportive parents. That means with a mother who is only 18 years older than you, it's a different relationship you have with your mother, as well as your grandmother. When my mother's mom passed away, I was only 22, and my mother was only 40. That was young for both of us to lose someone so influential in both of our lives. My grandmother passed away from Alzheimer's at only 64 years old, and started around her 60th birthday. She was doing okay, but after that brutal accident, she was never the same and just took a turn for the worst.
"Oh, Travis, you look amazing in your tuxedo, and I love the haircut, too. It's about time you finally got your hair cut. I know you enjoy growing your hair out."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?